So it should record now. So yeah. Welcome back to Look the Trader. And today we have CEO John Putters from Vision State. So could you please introduce yourself?
Thank you, Lucas. I appreciate that. Yeah, my name is John Putters. I'm CEO of Vision State Corp, which is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VIS.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you been up to lately? Can you sort of provide a few insights?
Sure. So our primary product is called Wanda. We sell that through our 100% wholly owned division, which is called Vision State IoT Inc. Wanda is a facility management tool that tracks cleaning protocols, among other things. Which really got, became very relevant after COVID. But now it's becoming the standard because what we're seeing is that in the facility management industry, there's a transformation away from paper-based processes toward, insight-driven analytics. And that's what we're providing. So we're finding a large uptake in our software, particularly recently in education with large universities, where we're tracking thousands of different areas. And that's, of course, data that's being collected and going into our analytics. So we're very busy. We're really penetrating the Canadian market very well. And we're looking at expanding into the U.S. and into Europe very shortly. In fact, we're executing on that as we speak. So, yeah, the business is doing well. And, we're in growth mode, no question about it.
Sounds great. So since you already talked about the U.S., can you sort of provide how the expansion is undergoing currently? Is it working as planned or have you been facing some difficulties?
So what we're doing in the U.S. is we do have a large reference customer there. In fact, it's the largest private equity real estate company in the world. So our product is in Manhattan, New York, and, mm-hmm. and Florida, and several hospitals throughout the United States. So we want to leverage that to expand our presence. So particularly what we're doing is targeting what are called building service contractors. And typically these companies will have, a fairly extensive book of business. They might include stadiums or airports or shopping centers, that sort of thing. So we're doing it in three ways. We're doing it through lead generation. We're also doing it through targeted keyword advertising, and we're also planning on going to attend a couple of very large trade shows, including the largest cleaning trade show, if you like, in the world, which is in Las Vegas in November. So we're quite excited about that.
So you're certainly expecting some sort of big orders or something from that direction?
Yes. I think we have a model that works here in Canada with our, with our distribution partner. Of course, they bring us a large book of business here in Canada that really covers all the sectors that we're in that I mentioned. However, the U.S. market is so large that Canadian distributor, it's really the equivalent to one in, say, the Southwest United States. So, mm-hmm. I think that as we execute on this and the value and the return on investment is seen with the software that we're going to get the same kind of uptake as we have seen in Canada. We're quite excited about that. And then on the European side of things, actually, our global partner is coming to visit us next week here at our office. Mm-hmm. They're flying in from England. And there's a whole strategy for deploying it into the European market as well. And, uh, You know, our global partner is actually based in London, England, trades on the London Stock Exchange. So their presence in Europe is really strong. So we're very excited about them now gearing up to market it and sell it in that area of the world as well.
And because things are currently going very well, and you mentioned in your MDA that as far as I understood it, that we will be cash flow positive if we were to follow the same trajectory. Are we currently on track? Can you sort of provide insights into that?
Yeah, we're getting very close to that. You know, like what I like to remind people is that it is a software as a service or subscription-based model. So it does take some time to build the subscription base. But once you build the subscription base beyond, you know, the break-even point, the rest is really gravy. So, you know, yeah, customer acquisition is 100% our goal right now. The more users that we have, the more monthly revenue we have. And I think it's also important for people to realize we just report on 3 months of that contract, because it is subscription-based. So in effect, the book revenue over the three-year term is a lot higher. So having said that, we are getting to a subscriber base that is approaching profitability, and that's our goal for this year unequivocally, is to get to that point. So we're making good strides. We took a good step forward, I think, last quarter, where we posted very strong revenues. We still posted a bit of a loss, but it was substantially less than the previous year. And we don't really have to make up a lot, right? We're talking about the difference between around $20,000 a month.
Yeah. And you're also currently working on two new products, right? So the Wiki 2.0 and Myra. So how is that thing going currently?
Yeah, so good question. So obviously AI is going to impact technology. It already has it and will even further. So one of our legacy products was a product called Wiki, which was a, or is, it's still actually in a couple locations in British Columbia here in Canada. But it was interactive customer service. So that's being upgraded to add in AI. So instead of actually touching a screen, you walk up and it has proximity sensors and starts interacting with you. And this thing learns. So we believe that 95% of customer service questions can be answered that way, whether it's wayfinding, which is, you know, directions within a location, or just general questions. Like one of the first locations it's going to go into is a university. So you'd actually be able to ask it questions about the university and, you know, the services it provides. So we're very excited about that. The big development piece in that is actually the wayfinding. So the reason why is that we may look at that for Wanda down the road. So the AI would actually calculate the smartest, you know, schedule and route for the cleaning staff and plot that for them, right? So these things are all very much tied together. The other thing is Mira, which is M-I-R-A. We have a lot of customers that are looking for predictive analysis, predictive maintenance on equipment. So just to give you an example, related to the cleaning industry, we have these very large cleaning machines that are fairly expensive, you know, $25,000 to $30,000. And they need to be maintained. And in order to get longevity out of the product, they need to follow that maintenance schedule. So we're working on Mira. It will be a complementary product to Wanda in that instead of tracking cleaning protocols, we'll be tracking equipment maintenance and performance and providing that predictive analysis. And once again, as you can imagine, AI is going to play a very large role in that. So we see these new products as, in effect, a bit of a shift toward more toward inclusiveness on the artificial intelligence side of things. So it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. So since we can sort of call it a modernization of your products, or certainly a next step towards evolution, can we say that this might also be a reason why we're currently sort of pursuing a rebranding, which has been mentioned?
So that's another thing that we are looking into is, you know, how do we best present the company as we move forward and as we make these changes to, you know, our fundamental software platforms. Mm-hmm. So, we're definitely considering that. And, I guess we're trying to take one step at a time here because we're very, very busy. And, that's a good thing, right? So not complaining about mm-hmm. it. But, we think that would sort of freshen up and give a new perspective on sort of what the company is doing.
Mm-hmm. And because we can certainly say that VisionState has been very busy lately with so many things, let alone the subsidiaries. And for any new potential investors, what would you say, why would they need to pick VisionState currently?
Well, I think, it's a no-lose proposition at the end of the day. Like, the company has a global partner that is marketing its product, has invested in the product. They plot their future based on VisionState. And, I think the world is moving more and more toward data-driven analytics, we're in the right sector at the right time to be doing it. And, our protection really is our global leader and the fact that we're highly innovative. And you can see that by the products that we've launched, even our time of flight people counter sensor, which, by the way, did not exist in the market, despite the fact there's hundreds of different types of people counters. We had to invent one specifically for facility management, and we did that. And we've been selling them faster than we even anticipated. I think we've got a very, very bright future ahead of us, and we just have to keep on executing and expanding our markets and our revenue base. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody will be very happy with our performance.
Is this also sort of a reason why you're having that private placement? Because you're doing so many things and you sort of need the capital to do it properly?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. We do need to accelerate our development. And the reason being is that we now have much larger customers that are tracking thousands of locations over, say, for example, a large university campus. Our analytics and our reporting has to meet the scalability of that. They want to roll it out throughout their whole portfolio, which is, 40 or 50 large universities. In order to do that, we need to meet that demand. This is why we're raising capital. We're investing in into the product. We're investing into marketing and building our sales and getting to be a stronger company. So that's really what our motivation is there for sure.
Mm-hmm. And can you sort of comment on the subsidiaries like Soul Spaces or Freedom Cannabis, or at least the companies we have an ownership in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we invested, we roughly own about 40% of Soul Spaces. This is a company that's really taken a technological approach to the issue of affordable housing and transitionary housing. And transitionary being different, transitionary more focused on the unhoused or the homeless, as mm-hmm. they say. This is an issue that is affecting every municipality across North America, and I would even say globally. But they, you know, their sort of theory is that, look, if the traditional way of building things worked and had solutions, the solution would be there, but it's not. So they're bringing smart designs using SIP panels, which are structured insulated panels, lends to modularity, mixing that with AI, IoT, renewable energy, and actually addressing that issue. And so you can see where Vision State plays a role in that too, on the IoT side, which we're very excited about. And they're making strong headway even here in the city of Edmonton, which declared a state of emergency as it pertains to homelessness. So they've come up with a concept where they can use their living spaces, their high-tech living spaces, to address transitionary home challenges. And I think they've got a solution out there that can work and really take a bite out of this very big, pressing community issue. So very excited about that. The other company that we've invested in is Freedom Cannabis. And I will say that in our last audited financial statements, we wrote off that investment. But the reason why we did that wasn't because we don't believe in the company. It was because it's a private company and there's a lot of, you know, swirl, I guess, around the cannabis sector right now. So it was very difficult to value that company. However, as far as they're concerned, you know, their revenues have been going up. They're doing about $2.5 million a month in revenue right now. Sorry about that. And, you know, they're very much still in the game. So down the road, hopefully, you know, they're successful and they go public like, you know, they've been planning on, and we'll be in a good position because the shares still exist. And we still do believe in that, but that sector has been hit hard, as we all know. So we took the prudent approach to do that, but we're not giving up.
And in this regard, I would say thanks for this great overview. Are there any sort of closing remarks or anything that you're looking forward to in the next few weeks that you can share with us?
Well, we're going to be doing a business update very shortly. We realize we're a little bit behind on that and we have to catch up on, you know, what are we actually doing right now. So that'll be something to look forward to. Further deployments and new products. They're getting very close to coming to market, and it will be new revenue streams and more awesome technology coming from Vision State.
Thanks for this interview, John. It was a great time talking with you. And until next time, I would say anything you would like to add.
No, I just want to thank everybody for believing in the company, investing in the company, and supporting us. You know, we take that seriously, and you know, we're here to deliver. So that's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the interview. Bye.
Thank you. Now,
it's fine with the dog. I would just, you know. It happened to me too.
So. He never